In the wake of the protests, activists working to prevent police violence began drawing attention to the City of Phoenix police budget and pressuring the council to move money from the police towards the new Office of Accountability and Transparency. The independent office will have the power to investigate complaints against officers and send their recommendations to the police chief. After gridlock in the council last week, calls to fully fund the office succeeded yesterday, with almost $3 million being approved. However, the police budget remains unchanged at $721 million. Joining us to talk about this is Phoenix City Councilmember Carlos Garcia. Good morning, Councilmember.
Good morning.
So in April, the Office of Accountability was slated to get $400,000. How much of a difference will that additional funding make?
It'd make all the difference. That means we could fully implement. We can start looking at hiring a director of the office who can start then hiring investigators, staff, and start opening the office to be available for the community.
Tell us a little bit about the context here. You have been an activist for many years before you were on the council. You've been working since you've been on the council to establish more police oversight for some time. Does yesterday's vote go far enough? Does fully funding this office do everything you'd like to see happen here?
I think we've all seen how times have changed. A lot of us have known this. If you think about what the Phoenix Police Department has gone through, we look at someone like Muhammad, who in 2017 literally went through the same situation that George Floyd did, when 10 officers jumped on top of him and he lost his life. And so I think it's a beginning, but I really think the national conversation about where we prioritize our funds, whether we are continuing to pay for more enforcement, pay for more police, or actually start reprioritizing our city funds and start funding other projects.
Councilmember Garcia, let me ask you, just put more into perspective based on what Lauren just asked you there. I think there's a feeling that now that you are someone who has gone to be a voting member of the council, you're a full council member now after all those years of being an advocate and an activist. Can you give us an idea of what the perspective is like from that side? Are you hearing things in a different way? Are you seeing council members in a different way? Are you seeing the process any differently? Or are the goals and the process of getting to those goals, do they have to be the same?
No, it's absolutely different. I'm learning how our streets function, how our trash is picked up and recycled and all those sorts of things. And I think we do have to be responsible and think about staff and think about everything that encompasses the city. But there's also the part that no one has ever challenged, why we always say yes to police. We never cut their budget. We allow them to function with impunity. And so I think this office now allows us a different vantage point where the community is able to come together and identify issues, whether it's policy or individual cases like what we see with Muhammad or numerous other cases with the Ames family last year. And we're actually able to look into the police department with a different lens.
So this is one thing, but as we mentioned earlier, the activists who kind of were calling for this were also calling to defund the police to some extent, to take some money, as you say, away from the Phoenix police budget. Is that something you would like to see moving forward as sort of the city begins to reckon with this?
Absolutely. I think first we establish this Office of Accountability and Transparency, the Civilian Review Board. We start rebuilding trust with the community and then identifying the places where we can better serve the community. One of the things we've learned during COVID-19 is that, you know, we've reduced arrest rates and the world hasn't ended. We've been able to recognize that there's other heroes and sheroes in other industries. It's not just police officers that we have to continue to depend on for public safety.
All right. That's all the time we have this morning. That is Phoenix City Councilmember Carlos Garcia joining us. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.
So where will Phoenix come up with the money to fund a new office? Thanks to the coronavirus, there's lots of uncertainty about our economic future. KJZZ's Christina Estes has been following the budget process and joins us now to talk about it. Christina, good morning.
Good morning.
So how much are we talking about when it comes to this money, and where is the money coming from?
Well, the council approved $3 million to launch the new Office of Accountability and Transparency. It was pitched yesterday as money that will come from COVID-19 savings. For example, fewer people are being arrested, as we heard Councilmember Garcia allude to, And Phoenix's budget director says they'll save about $1.5 to $2 million over the year in jail costs. The city's also planning to use some federal COVID relief dollars, and here's how. The federal government will cover the cost of employees who have to take time off to self-quarantine or maybe to take care of kids if there's no daycare available. And so the city plans to use federal dollars to cover those costs rather than city dollars. So in the eyes of budget staff, it looks like a savings of at least $1.5 million there.
So we know the city and no community really knows how bad things will be for the next fiscal year starting July 1st. One council member pushed city management yesterday on whether funding the new office would jeopardize any city services or jobs. What was the overall reaction there?
Well, Phoenix knows it's facing a deficit, but doesn't yet know how much. Councilman Michael Nowakowski wanted assurances that if they approved this $3 million for police oversight, no employees would lose their jobs and no city services would be cut. The response he got was that the council's action yesterday to fully fund the office would not jeopardize current city services or jobs, but both the budget director and city manager said they could not predict the future.
So finally, though city management found some money, Phoenix, though we don't know exactly the number, as we said, Phoenix is losing a lot. Do we know how much yet? Or is there an estimate?
Well, just yesterday, the council approved rent relief for 3 months for businesses at Sky Harbor. That means the airport will lose $7 million in revenue it had expected. As for sales tax, the data lags, but early next week, Phoenix expects to have figures for April and May, and that will really set the stage for what happens next.
KJZ's Christina Estes with the latest on Phoenix budget issues. Christina, thanks.
You're welcome, Steve.